In this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. Mike Speranza buys an old fixer-upper for himself and his girlfriend, unaware it harbors a dark secret. Sinister forces prey on their sanity, tearing their world apart. Uncertain if he can stop the haunting, he must face his fears and fight back, or lose his home forever. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are open, nightmares become reality. Corning, a small city in western New York, known for its glassmaking and fine arts. Hidden beneath its scenic beauty lies a brutal history of death and despair. Tribal massacres, massive fires, and deadly floods. Today, some believe these tragic events have made this fertile ground for the supernatural.
What, this one right here?
This is it, 213.
Yeah, what do you think, baby? You like it?
In the fall of 2005, Mike Speranza is searching for a house with his girlfriend, Lisa Murray. Mike works for a telecommunications company, and Lisa is an artist.
My apartment's right down the street. I never knew this place was for sale.
Well, it's been on the market for such a long time, I just about forgot about it myself.
Mike regards his experiences as personal and private. He's agreed to share his story under the condition of anonymity.
My girlfriend and I were going to move in together and just be together forever type of thing.
This house would be great for a small family.
Yeah.
Plenty of space to work from home.
Oh, what do you do?
Paintings mostly, sculptures, stained glass too.
That's the main reason to buy the place.
She would have plenty of space to do whatever she wanted. She could have a business in the basement if she wanted to set it up as a studio where she could even teach.
So, when do we move in?
Why don't we finish the tour first?
All right,
come on.
Fine.
Come
Let's
on.
Go upstairs,
come
shall
on.
We?
Come on.
Wow. A month later, Mike and Lisa move in. They begin renovating immediately.
Hey, didn't hear you coming.
Here. Yeah.
Want to help me?
Yeah.
Please.
Here we go.
Ready? Go. There. Ready. Okay.
You would just hear clack, clack, clack.
Oh my gosh.
Cool. It's a housewarming gift. From the house.
Maybe next time it could send down some diamonds.
It was something that we kind of looked at each other, nervously laughed, and thought to ourselves, that's interesting.
A few days later, while Mike is at work.
see it on monitor too. Other than that, Oh wait, hold on. Can I call you back? Alright, I gotta go. Okay, bye. Hey Lisa, how's it going?
It's okay.
Something wrong?
I don't know. I just needed to hear your voice.
Are you alright?
I was just painting and...
Out of nowhere, Lisa experiences a mysterious, overwhelming sorrow that she cannot describe.
She said, I have no idea why, I'm just so sad. And it was completely out of character for her.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Next few weeks, Lisa's depression deepens.
She would feel such pain, such sorrow, such grief for no good reason. Just being in the house by herself, she would be just so upset. It was a little bit at first, and then as the months progressed, it just got worse and worse.
I know what you're thinking. I still haven't done them. I haven't done a damn thing all day.
I really don't care about the dishes. I care about you. I don't worry about you. Maybe we should go see a doctor or something.
I don't need help.
Something was there, something was watching me.
In the weeks that follow, Mike has a growing sense that there is something very wrong with the house.
Something at the foot of the bed. That was the first time I was truly scared.
Something. When you're like alone in the afternoon, do you ever get the feeling like something or someone's watching you?
You must think I'm going crazy. Is that what you think?
No. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is, do you ever get the feeling that someone's here or someone you can't see? Because last night,
during the day, I am the only one in this miserable place.
Thank you.
bought this miserable place as an investment in us.
I think I just got really angry and just snapped. I had no idea where it was coming from. I don't even know why I'm angry, I just am. She figured if she didn't talk about it and she didn't think about it, then it just didn't exist.
Returns home each day, he feels a sense of dread.
I would find that the closer I got to the house, the more tense I was. And I remember specifically setting the mail in a neat pile.
Lisa. Lisa. Did you move the mail?
What?
Never mind. I was hoping that we can talk about us. About what's going on in the house.
Nothing's going on in the house.
Lisa, look, you weren't like this before we moved in. We weren't like this.
Mike suspects that the strange presence he's felt in the house is manipulating both of their moods.
All right. Lisa, I think for your own well-being, you should get out of the house.
There was definitely an angry, sad, a very emotionally distraught energy in the house.
I know I should just go visit friends and take a walk and go shopping and put on a smile for you.
No, I think you should. No, I think you need to move out of the house.
Is that what you want?
I think it's the best for both of us.
Mike wants to do what's best for Lisa, but he's torn about his decision.
I was very distraught myself when she walked out. A good part of me walked out with her.
Mike spends his first weekend alone in over a year. He realizes he can no longer deny that his house is haunted.
I came to the understanding that something was there. I didn't want to fear it. I wanted to understand what it was. I set up my webcam and just left it on record and recorded my computer the whole day.
Unsure who or what is knocking the mail on the floor, Mike tries an experiment.
I would leave money out to see if it was neighborhood kids maybe coming in. They would certainly take a $20 bill sitting on the counter. But that wasn't the case. I couldn't find any other explanation other than there was something in the house.
Reveals nothing unusual.
It sounded like they were arguing over me. That terrified me.
What do you want?
And everything stopped. I heard silence, like nothing was even there.
The night at work.
Oh, hey. Well, here, I got some coffee, man. Look like you need a little more than I do right now.
Thanks.
I don't know why I didn't leave. I was torn between really wanting to understand what was there and the fact that it was my house. I'm not going to be chased out of my own house. Turned around and looked at me as if to say, hey, I was watching that. To be sure. I started to think, is this boy around all the time?
Mike tries to keep his composure, but he begins to wonder if he should sell the house. Days later, Mike meets his friend Sarah Stratton for coffee.
Hey.
Hey.
You look terrible.
Thanks.
And we've been really close friends for a good 2 years.
Nice to see you, too.
It's a good friendship.
A house and a house.
Ah, I'm thinking about putting in a transfer. Sell it.
You just bought it.
I know, just, it's a lot more room than I need on my own. Actually, I'm gonna be losing a lot of money on it. It needs to get fixed up. I mean, mostly paint, but in order for me to sell it, you know, I gotta fix it, and I don't have the time.
What can I do?
Nothing.
Look, I'm off on Monday. I can help you start painting.
He never asks somebody for help.
I can't ask you to do that.
He's not a person that, you know, will take assistance. I volunteered to, you know, whatever you need, I'll do it.
You sure?
I'm sorry, I can't help you now. I swear, though, when I get back from work, I'm totally on top of it. Sarah, I owe you one. You know, I mean, with my schedule, though, I never get this done.
Don't worry about it.
I hadn't told her about anything that had gone on in the house previously. I wanted to make sure it wasn't me who was crazy.
Overwhelming urge to cry or sadness, almost the kind of sadness that you get when someone you felt has, or someone has told you somebody has passed away. It was that kind of feeling.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah, it's me. How's everything going?
Oh, I'm fine.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think I've got a cold coming on.
Oh, all right, well, let me call you if you need anything. I really appreciate your help.
I will.
Okay, all right, bye.
All right, bye.
I'm not one who breaks out and cries very often. It was a good 20 minutes where I just felt almost like I couldn't move. It sounded like walking on plastic, but it was very loud, like almost like somebody was rustling the plastic. I felt like I had to leave the house. I felt that if I didn't get out, something was gonna go wrong.
I think something's wrong with your house.
Oh, really? What's up?
When you called and asked me if I was fine, I wasn't. I felt this sadness come over me for no reason.
It was deja vu. I almost heard her saying the exact same words that my girlfriend used.
Then I heard footsteps on the plastic in the bathroom and I couldn't see anything. No, it sounds crazy. I think my brain is playing tricks on me.
No. Your brain isn't playing tricks on you. My ex-girlfriend saw those things too. I saw those things too.
Why didn't you tell me?
I felt as a friend. Sorry, I should've told you. He should have told me before I ever walked in the house.
I should have. I'm sorry, Sarah. Sarah, I'm sorry. I just needed to know. Look, if you saw something, then I'd know that it wasn't all in my head. I'm sorry. I totally understand if you don't want to go back.
In a way, I do want to go back. I don't want to go back alone.
I wanted answers. I was not so much believing in ghosts, but believing that something was there, and I wanted to get to the bottom of it.
Mike reluctantly allows a team of ghost hunters to investigate his home.
I was certainly skeptical. I mean, who's really an expert on ghosts?
No. Yeah, of course.
Hi.
Stacy Jones is a paranormal investigator and founder of Central New York Ghost Hunters.
I'm not quite sure what to make of all this, are you?
Tell you the truth, I'm not sure I believe in all this.
I have a very healthy respect for skeptics. Skeptics keep us honest.
Stacy and her team specialize in gathering physical evidence of the supernatural.
I think a lot of the evidence can be explained away as far as being a natural phenomenon. So what we try to do is actually go in and just try to find the one piece of evidence that we could actually prove out and say, yes, this is something paranormal in nature.
Kyle Couchman documents every investigation on video.
What I was told before going into the house was just that they had some strange activities going on there. They weren't real specific about what was going on.
Regina Matthews refers to herself as a sensitive.
I can sense things that have gone on in some locations. I guess you would call them spirits.
James Aitchison rounds out the team.
My area of expertise is mostly film and audio. I do EVPs and take pictures.
In the master bedroom, Regina prepares for recording electronic voice phenomena, or EVPs.
That's when disembodied voices imprint themselves on your recorders.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
So I use the EVPs to kind of validate what I see or hear.
Me? Well, you've experienced things before in the house, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, the spirits.
Stacy explains to Sarah that whatever is there may respond to her again.
You'll be okay.
And I very unnervingly said, okay, I'll do it, you know, but I'm like, don't leave me by myself.
She'll take good care of you. We're gonna set up in the other room. Cal, you ready?
Mike is unexpectedly called to work.
Off to work?
Yeah, I need the overtime. I gotta pay for the dream house.
I figured a lot of things don't always happen when I'm there, so I left.
I'm going to go outside and get some extra tapes.
Regina explains to Sarah how to elicit EVPs from the spirits.
I'm going
going to ask a series of questions. Sometimes the audio equipment will pick up a faint response.
I've asked specific questions and received specific answers for them. It tells me that the spirits can interact with the living.
Is there anyone in here who wants to talk? What is your name? Are you sorry for scaring me? How long have you lived here?
A small, like a toddler climbing up on the bed.
Are you a boy or a girl? How old are you? If you're scared, you can go.
Perhaps if somebody else was in the room with me, I would have opened the door, but I was alone. time I was going down the stairs, I felt like somebody was going to push me.
Who's there?
Full contact. Full contact.
Where?
Here.
What happened?
I saw something or someone here.
What did it look like?
It was just a man in jeans and a t-shirt.
Did it have dark hair?
Tall and thin.
The description she gave me seemed awful similar to what I had seen.
I saw him too.
Which made me feel like, well, then I must have seen something. You know, more than what I had originally thought. If it's, you know, a person, then why did they disappear so quickly? And now why is somebody else seeing them?
James Acheson is intrigued by the sightings.
Vagrant at first, hanging outside.
A rare thing. You don't get two people that see the exact same thing at different times in an investigation.
Now the investigators want conclusive proof.
At that point, I was starting to get actually a little excited because I wanted to see it too. I wanted to capture it on film. I wanted to, you know, prove to people that this type of stuff did exist. By and it was just a blink of an eye. That's how fast he went by. It definitely felt like he was not happy with me being in there at all.
In the morning, the team packs up their gear. They must sort through all the evidence before they can determine exactly what is haunting the house.
It's gotta go.
Well, we got a lot of evidence here to go through. It'll probably take a couple days to...
Well, you know where to find me.
We'll get back with you.
A few days later, Stacy and her team analyze the photo James took in Mike's house.
When I looked at that picture and saw him there, there was no denying it right then at that point that was an actual ghost that we caught on film.
Stacy's team makes another chilling discovery.
Stacy, they answered us.
Play it.
It's a very faint sound. It's not something that sounds like a human voice.
Raise it up another 200%.
We amplify it sometimes as much as 800%.
Are you sorry for scaring me?
Hello.
And I think that was the first time that I ever admitted to anybody that this was an actually bona fide haunted house.
But Stacy and her team are unable to determine who is haunting the house and why.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Downloading it right now. Bye.
Stacy emails the photograph and EVP recordings to Mike.
Is there anyone in here who wants to talk? What is your name?
What is your name?
like the last nail in the coffin. It was one of those things that I knew I just needed to get away from this house, sever my ties with this house, and just pretty much get out of the area.
A small apartment across town while waiting to hear about a job in another city. The experience changes him forever.
I'm certain now that there, you know, there is stuff out there. Stuff living on a different plane that we can't see. And I'm torn with wanting to know more and just wanting to play the ignorance is bliss and just not know anything.
Shortly after moving out, Mike puts the house on the market. It sells within weeks. But Mike continues to be haunted by what happened there. He can find no explanation for the young boy who seems so eager for attention, or for the angry male ghost. But what disturbs him most is not knowing why his friends Lisa and Sarah were so overwhelmed with sorrow.
So I figured it was because whatever was in the house had a closer connection to females than they did males.
To this day, what happened in that house remains a mystery.